Network, ladies and gentlemen, what is up? And welcome to the Shred Show Live with me, Josh Pitts. Very excited to be back with you. There's been a couple of days we had comments, where's the Shred Show? What's going on with the Shred Show? Ladies and gentlemen, it's coming back strong, trust me. And I'm excited to be coming to you live today, talking about all kinds of fun topics. So, as always, I appreciate you joining me this morning. It is working. Yes, I have people commenting already. So, if you are live with me, as always, yes, it totally is. If you're joining me live, comment hashtag shred because you're shredding it with me and you're joining us on the replay. As always, comment hashtag hustle. All right, so I'm excited to dive into everything I want to talk about today. But before I get too far into it, I'm going to share. Guys, if you didn't get a chance, and check this out. I actually get to do it ready. Let's see if it works. Boom, transition, woo! Guys, if you didn't get a chance to check out our Rise and Shred today, it was an absolutely awesome article. We talked about UWM with all-time low rates, turn times with them. You absolutely got to check this article out. And of course, if guys, if you aren't checking out Rise and Shred, we have memes of the day. We always, this one was by Alicia Ryder-Bowles. Alicia is awesome. She had a great meme for us this morning. If you didn't check that out, and again, we share this in there. If you want to share your memes, if you come across a really great meme, we reward you. If you send us a meme, we give you Shred swag. So if you send us a meme and we use it, we give you Shred swag. So make sure you call, like, send us your memes. We want to use them. We had a great article about the new American. Definitely want to read that. We had, guys, if you didn't catch the latest video from Ryan Hills and Ken Perry, this was absolutely awesome. Like, they talk about the CARES Act. They talk about why it matters, the importance of it. There's so many details that you definitely don't want to miss in it. And then this is actually a really interesting article. Guys, I definitely recommend this last one as well. Rating agencies are paid to prepare black swans. It's really, really intriguing. Again, we keep Rise and Shred short. And again, this isn't another newsletter. It's an exchange. We try to give you the best and most up-to-date information. So go check out Rise and Shred this morning. It was a lot of fun. And again, huge, huge shout out to Nora, our chief editor, for always helping us with that. And with that being said, going to jump back over to just me. So I want to talk about something this morning that I've been getting a little bit about. And if you've noticed, you've probably seen that, you know, we've been doing some new things that I'm really excited about. Shred Media is expanding. We just announced, and if you guys didn't catch it, the launch of Shred Gaming, which I'm very, very excited because you guys have probably seen that we've been doing a little bit of streaming in the gaming world, and there's some big things to come with that, so you'll have to stay tuned and really listen and watch what we're doing because it's going to be a lot of fun. But that's what I want to talk about today with everybody because, I didn't even notice. You guys see that? We got the other Shred logo up going on. I love that logo too. Guys, comment below if you like the green and purple logo that we have up there. But we have the Shred Show going on. Let's go back to the Shred Show. There we go. But so, as some of you have made notes, our audience has been reaching out like, hey, Josh, we've seen you doing some gaming. Like, is that the direction you're going? Ladies and gentlemen, my background is in mortgage. My background is in real estate. I love this industry. And we have to be willing to adapt. We have to be willing to change. And something that I do a lot of, as I've told everybody before, I look at other trends that are going on. I see what's going on in other markets, in other industries, and I start to try. So many people, and I've talked about this on the show before, is analysis paralysis. We overanalyze, we overthink things, and we just don't do it. I'm all about just trying it. Like, hey, if I see something and I'm like, hey, that looks interesting, that looks like fun, I'm gonna try it, I'm gonna see if it works, and if it doesn't work, I'm moving on, like I'm trying something new. LinkedIn stopped working. Sorry, guys, not sure. Actually, there was a new API update for LinkedIn this morning. I was actually talking to live support with LinkedIn. So, guys, I apologize. Actually, it did. It just ended. I saw it again. I'm not sure what is going on with LinkedIn, so I apologize. We'll have to repost this video. But if you're here live with us on Facebook, I appreciate you being live here on Facebook and YouTube. And all the other channels that we're live on. But going back to what I was talking about, we here at Shred, we try to be innovative. We try to look for new patterns. We try to look for new opportunities when it comes to attention and impact. At the root of who we are, Shred Media especially, is an attention impact agency. We look for new avenues. We look for new opportunities. And one of those that we see is in the gaming sphere. So you're going to see a lot more about that. At our core, we will always be mortgage, and we're always trying to find new trends and new opportunities, new things for this industry. And so that's what I titled today's show, gardening to gaming, because I want you to really think about this. And all those who are right now, every single one of you have a hobby or an interest. People use the word passion. Sure, if you're passionate, sometimes I think we use that word too loosely and we just throw it around like, oh, you got to find your passion and pursue your passion, which I think is great. But at the same time, and I know all of you mortgage, real estate professionals, insurance salespeople, you're passionate about your job, which is we should be. We absolutely love what we do. But at the same time, we have to be willing to share with our audience our other passions, because we can only talk about mortgage or real estate or whatever for so long. People like us, people connect with us and build relationships. That is the fundamental, the key, the base of everything we're trying to do is build relationships. And you can only build a relationship so far within mortgage, within real estate. And some of you may disagree. Some of you may be like, whatever, Josh, I can talk about mortgage all day long. You may be able to, but your audience doesn't care. Like, I'm flat out being honest with you. Your audience, like, they don't want to hear about mortgage all the time. They want to know about you. They want to know about what you're doing behind the scenes of mortgage. Yes, they know that you're an incredible mortgage advisor, professional, but they want to know what else is going on in your world. That's why one of the things that I was introduced to recently was the gaming world. I know gaming's been around for a long time, and I used to love as a little kid gaming. Like, I thought it was so much fun. I grew up playing Quake and Duke Nukem and Nintendo and Duck Hunt. Like, there were so many, and I'm sure, let's do this. All you who are watching right now, drop, I guarantee everybody played Nintendo or Super Nintendo N64, Nintendo 64, or Sega, or whatever. Drop your favorite game below. What was your favorite game growing up? I'd love to hear it, share it with me. But why I even bring this up is because every single one of us has a hobby outside of our daily job, our daily career. And you have to start connecting with your audience. Again, when you're putting out content, I see a lot of these content companies, and a lot of you have reached out to me saying, hey, Josh, you know, it would be great to have like a done-for-you system where it just posts for me. The problem with that, ladies and gentlemen, is you are you. If you have a company posting for you and it's posting the same thing and it's just not you, your audience can see through that. They really can. And so, and I know there's some, I have some incredible friends who run done-for-you systems, but social media, again, is an extension of who you are. It's your brand. And as I've mentioned, your brand is what people say about you when you're not in your room. It's the relationships that you're creating. So if you have a company who is posting general graphics and just putting stuff to putting out images or quotes on your Facebook or your social media just to have posts, that is not helping you. You have to put who you are. That's who your audience connects with. That's why I love live video, because all of you watching right now, you can feel my energy. You can feel my enthusiasm as I'm talking to you. And I'm not saying you have to do a daily video, but your audience wants to connect with you. I started doing some gaming stuff. I started doing some other things as well. You probably don't even know, because I've tried so many things. I've put out other videos and I've done other things live stream, and our audience just didn't connect with it. So I'm on to something new. I'm on to, hey, let's try this. Let's figure it out, or let's break it and then move on to the next thing. So I'm sharing this with you because right now, whatever career you're in, I hope you're putting out content around what you're doing, but also you can start putting out content. You can start sharing with your audience the things that you enjoy, whether it's gardening, whether it's gaming. And I mean, those are two opposite ends of the spectrum, ladies and gentlemen. Gardening, you're out getting you're getting dirt under your fingernails. You're out there, you know, working by the sweat of your brow. Gaming, you're sitting here by a computer or a console and you're just, you know, you're not just playing games either. That's what I want to very, something that I've had a couple of people message me like, oh, Josh is now a gamer. I'm not. At the heart of who I am, ladies and gentlemen, I am a content creator. That's what I am. I'm a streamer. I love doing this. I love doing live video. I love connecting. And the gaming world found a way to bridge the gap of being able to do long form video and connect with an audience. That's what's so intriguing about it to me. I've even had people like, I don't get why you would ever be a gamer. Like, these gamers are punks and like they're young and they just sit and play video games all day. That is such an old mentality. And especially within our industry, that's why I've started looking at new, fresh opportunities, because as an industry, we have to adapt. We have to evolve. So my episode, today, what I wanted to share with you is whatever your passion or your hobby is, be willing to share that with your audience. That's how you're ultimately going to build a stronger and a deeper, more lasting relationship with them. They love mortgages. They love real estate. Sure. But again, you can only share so much. You have to be willing to, again, you have to be willing to adapt. So I know we had some comments coming in, and I apologize. I was trying to see the comments. Like I mentioned, if you saw my stream just a few minutes ago, we found a new software that I'm super, like, incredibly excited about. But for some reason, it's not showing all of our comments. So if you're commenting, Jim commented, Duke Nukem. Dude, I'm a Duke Nukem guy too, Jim. Absolutely love Duke Nukem. That was one of my favorite games growing up. So, Jim, thanks for commenting. Let's see. We're trying to grab some of these other comments here. Scott's there. Get him. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Dal Nintendo 64. I love Nintendo 64. Oh, and by the way, we did post. I posted the link to Rise and Shred as I started this episode. I posted the link to Rise and Shred. So if you didn't catch Rise and Shred, definitely make sure you catch that latest edition. What are some of the comments? Audrey Boisson. Audrey, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Comment hashtag shred. Love you so much, Audrey. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate your support. Always, guys, I appreciate your support. So this is what I'm doing right now, connecting with my audience. That's what is intriguing about the streaming world to me, and that's why I'm excited about it. That's why I'm excited to share more about it with you guys and following the Shred journey, because there's so many new things that we're excited about. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to end it. I try to keep these short to the point. Again, if you didn't catch our edition of Rise and Shred this morning, the link is below. Hopefully you enjoy it. And then if you ever have questions, if you ever have help, I'm very excited to be releasing the Shred Squad to you. The Shred Squad is something we've been working on for a very, very long time. I've been teasing it a little bit, so I hope you guys enjoy it. Make sure you stay tuned for more announcements on that. And that is going to be focused on helping you build your brand, help you build your audience, and really not just build your audience, but connect with your audience, like I'm talking about this morning, sharing those things and creating content around that. So as always, guys, I appreciate you. I love you. And now it's time to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. We'll see you guys soon.